Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, boy, I am fired up tonight with the news of this week, the Trump raid. Oh my God, unbelievable. Mar-a-Lago has been invaded by the FBI and the so-called Department of Justice. We have a big show for you tonight. We will have a lot of callers, I guarantee that. We are always a world at war, tell you each week on the radio. The Barbarian is here. General Von Wiehunt is here. My stormtroopers surround the radio in the deep mountains of Arizona. Their machine guns out. In case of an FBI raid on the studio tonight, case of an FBI flyover of our compound, our studio, we're ready for anything that sounds like this.
Darf ich mir zunächst einmal erlauben, und ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, unsere Freude darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Spar und wir reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz, bitte.
Yes, glad you're here tonight. And my signal, as Gladiator said in the great movie, Unleash Hell on the Enemy. Tonight, we are a figment of the nation that we once were. Dark days in America. Dark days politically, economically. And the patron saint of the Von Wiehunt Show is St. Michael the Archangel. And tonight, we say this prayer. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil and his henchmen. God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God himself, thrust into hell Satan and all his evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. The corrupt Democrat Biden regime and their leftist media lackeys, they see middle America and flyover country a certain way. They call you deplorables, domestic terrorists, a basket of deplorables, Nazis. You are the ungoverned. Well, they keep saying that. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? They are not careful. They just might get their wish after all. They keep poking the bear. And someday, the real reactionaries might come out in spades. On this show, you will hear many critiques. You will hear many callers and different points of view. It is a radio reality show, after all. This is not a rhino show with RNC-approved talking points. We go where the story is. Left, right, or indifferent. We will speak truth to power. They have no idea how pissed off the American people are right now. They are clueless government idiots, supposedly running the show. Biden says he doesn't know anything about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. Biden lies. The Democrats lie to your face. Of course he knew everything. The FBI today and the Department of Justice are, quote, taken aback by how upset the people are. You know damn well what was going to happen. You knew damn well. Don't be coy with me. And don't act like you didn't know or you didn't expect this to happen. Attorney General Garland is a complete moron. What a bumbling fool. Unbelievable. Speech today was just a boilerplate government stock speech. He reminds me of one of those 7th grade or 8th grade substitute teachers, unhinged. They were terrible. They used to drag him in front of class, made threats against the American people. He said, you don't have the right to ridicule us or to question us. Well, it's our First Amendment right, you idiot. It's called the U.S. Constitution. How dare you say we don't have the right to ridicule or talk about anybody? We've been doing that since 1776. Where the hell have you been, Garland? Where the hell have you been? Stupid man. He should be a substitute teacher, or he reminds me of a fast food hamburger chain manager arguing with you, the customer, about your order. He has no business being in charge of the Department of Justice. He's unfit for higher office. The corrupt Democrat Biden regime is right now at the helm of an occupied nation. The coup that took place on November 3rd, 2020, ousted the duly elected president, Donald Trump, and they basically installed a corrupt World Economic Forum appointed criminal crime family and cabal in its place. The Biden crime family, and that's what a lot of people on social media call them. In my view, their goal is to set things up, to starve, rob, imprison, and purge everybody at some point. The way they're going, it's not looking good. In these dark days of America, I find it is time to vocalize and state again my show disclaimer to all the nefarious people and parties that are out there. My comments, opinions, anything else I utter or author or speak about or post on social media are for informational, entertainment, educational, religious, and or my personal opinion, statement, or purpose. No post, No statement, no inference is ever a call to action meant to incite or any order to commit any criminal act at any time. On this show, we will sound harsh to many of you. You've been programmed to be weak. We're not weak on my show. But we'll tell you the truth. And everyone out there listening, we're glad you're here tonight. We got to get these disclaimers out. Because I know that you listening are my dramatic wolves all over the landscape of the country. You are this show's Praetorian Guard, as you will protect the gates of Rome. The Biden regime is now effectively using the FBI to crush dissent in this country. That's what's happening. Tyranny has obviously become law under Biden and Garland. The situation we are in is far worse in many ways than 1776. We have tens of millions of invaders to the south, an entirely fraudulent government imposing its will on the people. Now at gunpoint, at dawn, you have 1,000% higher to pay in taxes, charged to the 13 colonies and now the states. Catastrophic economic collapse is looming. America has political prisoners still held since January 6th from last year, what they call the quote-unquote insurrection. At the same time, there's money laundering going on, poisoning of our natural resources, the war on men, and especially white European men, is going on full steam. Abortion, child sacrifice, rain down upon the land. Degeneracy of all kinds wants to parade down your street or teach your kids during a drag queen show at school. We are at war right now and don't even know it. The vast majority of men are getting ready and prepared for the inevitable fallout, while another group of weaker men and Democrat men are getting ready for fantasy football season this fall. America, your greatest sin is your weakness. This is our church event every Thursday night. I'm glad you're here at church. Our God is more powerful. Well, tonight I think we're still on the air here. We're no longer on the air, but basically we're going to go to part two here. So if you're listening in, we'd be back on the air in about 12 or 15 minutes here. Okay. Thank you. So we'll end this episode. We'll go to part two at 8:30. Thank you.